chanting were all black. When we don't explain to them too much the meaning of that chanting, they like the music. But when we start to explain the meaning, then they're a little bit suspicious because they don't tolerate other type of religion.
No, why? Let them chant and take prasad.
Yeah,
these three things. That's all. Later on, when they are little advanced, then talk up to them. Otherwise, there is no need up to them. If some of them are educated, they can read the book voluntarily. But general process is anywhere, any part of the world, to simply give them chance of chanting and take prasad.
Because I went to some universities, there are big universities in Cairo and many places in North Africa. Because now they try to be educated. The white African, they have some intelligence to understand to a certain extent philosophy. Because when I was talking about the Bhagavad Gita, when I showed the table of contents, they more or less agreed to take interest in it because they didn't see anything specific about another religion, another god. They were seeing the titles like confidential knowledge, transcendental knowledge, karma yoga, jnana yoga. They're very interested about knowing these things.
That's what we pass through and let them come. Let them sit down, chant Hare Krishna, and talk. Iran, we are doing that.
Iran.
Yeah.
I went there also sometime a long time ago. But Iran is a different concept. They are not so strict about following the Quran. For example, these Arabic countries like Algeria, Libya, and Egypt, and Tunisia, they don't recognize Iran like being part of them. Iran and Turkey, they think, and Afghanistan, they think it's another Muslim world. For example, in Iran, there is much more Sufi. Different. But in these Arabic countries like Egypt, they're really conservative. They're really strict.
Conservative, fanatical.
Fanatical, yeah, that's the word. So my idea when I went there, because I have an Arabic boy who is translating, so I have one Sri Upanishad completely translated into Arabic, which can be printed. But it's a very specific work. So my idea was to print something like more like Topmost of Yoga System for a first try, or Easy Journey to Other Planets for a first try, to like approach, because Sri Upanishad is too specific for them. So I have one boy in Paris who is translating for me. He's coming regularly to the temple, he chants, and he's coming every Sunday or sometimes three or four times a week.
Some arrogant boy translator.
Yes.
Good boy. Do not know. So we are preaching for that. It is fortunate that you accept God in all us. So, in this way. Actually, there is a fact. Mostly, 80% of the population are atheists. The Muslims, they are not atheists.
No. They follow the Quran.
Oh, yes.
They follow very strictly the laws of Quran. Even their whole social structure is based on Quran.
That is, we are.
But they are also killing the animals.
That is what can be put to us. Habitual in Arabia, there is food.
Yes, there is desert most of the time.
Yes. So therefore they are allowed. The question is, jiva jiva sa jiva. One living entity
is the food of another.
And so when we have got less important life, why should it be more important? It says, Krishna says, to see Goraksha, protecting the cows, is very important. It doesn't say, goat rakha, or lamb rakha. So those whom want to eat meat, they can eat some unimportant animals. But Don't touch cow. It's very important.
They mostly eat goat, chicken.
In India, the cow flesh is strictly forbidden. But it doesn't mean that they are vegetarian. They eat fish and goat, lamb, sometimes buffalo, but not to carry cow. From economic point of view, from vitamin point of view, cow should be. Except from the milk of cow, we can prepare so many things.
I spoke with Nanda Kumar Maharaj about his maybe staying here, and he likes the idea.
Sir, they're in good company. How Egyptian people are.
They're really nationalistic type of person.
That is everywhere.
But I never noticed like this anywhere else. And they're really attached to family life even more than in India.
Achha.
Oh, yes.
They have got nice family.
Oh, yes. They have nice family and they have many children. And they really, and the man is working and the woman stay home and prepare the food, taking care. Yes, it's exactly like in India. But their family attachment is so strong that it's very difficult. It will be very difficult to have devotees out of them.
From family.
No, I'm not doing
that. Oh,
yes.
Understand what is Krishna consciousness. We do not condemn family. Can't hurry anyway.
Oh, yes.
That's
but that will be very difficult for them to become devotees. Instead, they went to the Western countries and become devotees there. But otherwise, in their own country, will be very difficult for them.
Let us invite the whole family. Let them come. They could have.
Yeah, that I did.
That's all.
I was living with one old family. Sometimes I cooked prasadam for them, and they like it very much. They like us as a person.
Simply follow this. Give them prasadam. And let them chant. That is to say. And things are educated, let them read books. Then gradually he will automatically chant.
Sheikh, yeah. And they say that when the Sheikh is teaching them the spiritual understanding from Quran, they can have, it's like the link between God and themselves, and they can have direct contact with God from inside. So, and they say what Muhammad said, that was no prophet after him. So they always ask him from which prophet we are following. So one day I told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he accepted more or less, because I explained to this person, he was a professor in Cairo University. And he was a Sufist himself, so he was much more open than the regular Muslim. And I explained to him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, so according to the time and circumstances, to preach love of God. And he understood it, but he just didn't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he says, then it's very nice, I can try to take knowledge of your philosophy. And he took the Gita, he has the Gita with him. So whenever I come back, he tells me, I always can go and give some discourses in the university in his class. So then I gave some discourses in universities. But sometimes I had to go to use some tricks. Like for example, once I gave a discourse in psychology department, explaining to them how the yoga system can bring you to different state of consciousness. And when I came to Krishna consciousness, they were a little bit wondering what it is. Because unfortunately, due to their political situation, always in war with Israel and all these things, they're a little bit Yes.
It's very, it is clear that God, the Supreme Being, that He is a being, a Supreme. And what are the signs of supremacy? One must be very rich, very famous, very strong, very learned, this way, another. God means one who is in possession of all the reputation, all the beauty. Very good. He is in on this one, this one. Now, who is God? That is who is found.
Yes,
this is the position. Try to convince.
Because they are convinced already about this through the Quran. They already accept God is one and is possessing all fame, all beauty. And but they say the only point is that he cannot come down to the earth because the earth is the planet of sin.
That is the earth, not the conception. If he is almighty and he is all powerful, why he will restrict him?
They say no, he's not restricted, but when he has to reveal himself, he reveals to the false prophet. That's the reason why Muhammad received the instruction from God.
But he cannot say that he does not. Trying mercy to prophet. He may come with life. That is the Pushana Sadhana. One who is actually devoted to prophet. He is always handsome. He is master. He is not ever then.
In the story of Quran, they say Muhammad once asked to see God. And God's answer was, you're not able to see me.
That's all right. At least you could hear him.
Yes.
So that's not that that's true. One has to see him. But he can hear him. Now he accepts the Muhammad heard him. So God can speak.
Yes.
So you can hear. So what is your difference? If somebody can hear him, somebody can see him. You cannot deny it. Because they are all senses. To hear God means with my senses we appreciate Him. Similarly, eyes also are of the senses. But if somebody sees Him, what is the objection? If somebody can hear Him, what is the objection if somebody can see Him? See? Reasonably, there is no objection. This way. So, God is omnipotent. He is some of His prophet, devotee, wants to hear Him, He can do that. If He wants to see Him, He can do that.
But they think the prophet is an ordinary man who receives the mercy from the Lord.
Yes, without being mercy by God, how is one can become prophet when he is ordinary man?
But they say he was an ordinary man like us.
Hmm?
He was an ordinary man like us. Up to the time that God revealed himself.
Muhammad has heard God. His prophet. So whatever he is speaking about his experience, you are accepting. Similarly, if somebody has seen him, if he says that God is like this, yes, why you should not say? Yes. In this way, come. God can be seen, as God can be heard, we cannot say that God can be seen, cannot be seen. Why?
Now what they say is that He Himself doesn't come down here. He can be seen, but He doesn't come down.
And that's the point. No, He doesn't come down. He's already there. He does not come down. They say this sun. The sun does not come down before me, but you can see. This is the reason. Sun doesn't require to come down, but sun is so bright and so prominent. That you can see. Similarly, God doesn't require to come down. He is already present. Simply, we have to make our eyes to see.
premanya chodhiko appu yudhoshan. When one is competent enough by developing his love for God, he can see all. God is visible everywhere. Andantarasam karmanu sayantarasam. Ishara sarva bhutana vidyesu arjuna pushtati. He is everywhere. There is no difficulty to see. But simply one has to possess that he has eyes to see. Otherwise, he can be seen anywhere. He can be seen within that only. Andantarasam parmanu sayantarasam. That is God. He is present everywhere. But we must have the purified eyes. We must have the purified ears to hear him. That is God.
So in order to purify their vision, chanting in prasadam will be sufficient.
Yes.
We should not talk about following rules and things like this.
If you talk, then you can talk, isn't it?
Yes.
If God can be heard, God can be seen us. God can be touched us. It's a different prophet.
Only to the very determined and serious person we can ask them to give up meditating and things like this in this kind of country?
No. Don't say about it.
Don't say.
No. You can say indirectly that God is the father of all living entities. He is the Supreme Father. God does not lie that the weaker living entity should be killed for the satisfaction of his soul. But when there is no alternative, that the stronger animal can change. Because even one takes vegetables, that is also eating another animal, another living entity. Therefore, human being must use discretion. If I can live in this way, why shall I kill one important animal? That is human intelligence. Yes, I do. Besides that, according to all Bhagavad Gita, God says, give me patram kusum phanam se. He never says, give me meat. So we are devotees to Krishna. We give him these vegetables, milk, so many nice things, and take one. And he said, don't quarrel with in the beginning.
No, I never did, anyway.
Philosophy is jiva jiva sa jivanam. That does not mean I can eat my son.
No.
That is discrimination. So here is an important animal, cow, who eats such meat, who drinks meat. So it is not good. But if there is no other way, we have to start. Then what can we do?
For example, for that boy who is chanting now in Egypt, he has his beads. But is chanting is effective even though he's still eating meat sometimes with his family or?
So, very good.
Because I told him you should continue your study, your school, otherwise your parents will be agitated and just do whatever you we are usually doing, but just chant and read. Because he has our book.
That is beginning.
Because I found in these universities, the educated persons, they're very interested about philosophy coming from India.
They are more interested. Handle them with little care.
Yeah, it has to be handled with very much care, actually. But I went to his daughter even, and they were not so
happy.
Surprised. No, they were not so surprised. They were wondering, how can I wear such a dress? So, but the difficulty is that they immediately associate with the idea of that I was a religious man, being in such a dress.
Yes. Because in Mongolian country also, there is this.
Yes.
They are called keys.
Yes. They have this big robe. When they go to the mosque, they put on the robe. In Cairo, there is 10,000 mosques.
Hmm?
It's incredible. 10,000 mosques.
In
Yeah, and they're calling for the prayer 5 times a day. And they give up immediately whatever they are doing. I saw myself in barber shop. One barber, he was killed.
To present your case. Comparison is vain. Impartially make comparison, there is no knowledge of God.
Yes.
There are progress. You cannot say that. But the action is, what do they know about God? They are simply a fake thing. So what is the use of compassion? Then you have to give a judgment, it's all bogus.
Yes.
That they are not like it, yes. But actually, what do they know about God? Simply they have got some idea. Christianity, Mahamudra, everyone. Even Hinduism, they do not know. Therefore they worship so many demigods. Ultimately, like Nirakar. Nobody knows God. This is the first time in the history of the world that we are present. Where is God? Where is God? Nobody present. Neither the noise. In India, Mahavadi, they have no idea. Nirakar. What is the nonsense, Miracle? Things are going on. You can accept anyone as God. This is in India, Hindu religion. They do not know that here is Krishna. Only few Vaishnavas can know. But that is the defect. They do not know God. They do not know what God wants. So where is religion? There is no religion. Bogus. Cheating. They do not know about God and they do not know what God wants. Then where is religion? All bogus. They have created something. One of them, mental control. That is how they can kill animals. All other beings are killing. What is the name of it? God, they say, Supreme Father. Eh? And animal has He is the son. The wife from the animal can. If God is Supreme Father, then He is not father of the animal. He is father of everyone. And Krishna says, Sarva-dhamesu, in all forms of life, then I'm the Supreme. This is God. He doesn't say, only Hindus, only Indians, or only the human being and my son. No. He says, Sarvajana is gone. Krishna is loving the cup and also loving the gopi. That is God. We have to study intelligence. Why God should make this thing? He's taking care of the cows. He's taking care of the tea, he's taking care of the food, everything. And everyone is loving me. The cats, the cows, doing the tree, doing fruit, flower, here is Krishna.
I put the books back. I gave them some other books.
Yes.
They had some Bhagavatam.
Then we have to say that we have no idea. He learned the offense. Better not. No,
it's just introduce it as it is.
Huh?
Just introduce as it is.
Let us say Raju, let us talk. There is no conception throughout the whole world. There is.
there, because in the description of Quran, what they think about spiritual world is like heavenly planet. It's all the opposite of what they experience now. Now they're living in a desert, so they think when we are going to get liberation, we'll be full of water and beautiful women giving you honey. You don't have to work. This is the, this is described in Quran.
And that is heaven.
Yeah, it's heaven.
But they just think that there is eternal life.
Yes. This is, they think that eternal life is going on there. If they perform their duty nicely here, that means work, keep a family, and do the prayer 5 times a day nicely, following the Quran, they will go there after.
Very nice. Oh, Ganga, thank you for the first part. Let us step in the word.
You mentioned last year when we were in Mayapur that you dreamt once about a planet where pious Mohammedans go. You were telling Kamal Krishna and myself.
Yes. Oh, I was very